You wanted another update, so here we go. People have asked me from all over, and people from Pennsylvania to from the East Coast to the West Coast. Here's our recording room, our multi-purpose room. I'll show you some pictures today. I need to shut this door here because we've made a lot of improvements. We now have a whiteboard. We still have our little Areopagus sign there. I have a clock, so if you're watching the video and you want to go back and look at something at a certain time, you can do that. That's why I put the clock up there. This is the bookcases which we've put together with the radio. The top is a FT-890 and a power supply and some CW equipment up there and an antenna tuner. Another power supply, an FT-102 complete station with my old D-104 that I've been talking on for more than 50 years. The Tentec Omni 7 and an FT-1000D and an Alpha 8100. And the 102 is hooked up to that Drake L4V on the bottom shelf. There's the power supply for it. And the Tentec Omni 7 is hooked up to that Alpha 87A down there. These are my books here. The library brought up a lot of theology up there. The history books start there and go all the way over there and down to the floor. Not all of them are there yet. Here we have the interlinear that I wrote on the New Testament, more than 10,000 pages, Matthew through Revelation. From there, now each one of those is an interlinear written by hand, and then down below a direct translation, all the grammar, cross-references, and historical studies on each verse in the New Testament. These are all here, Greek grammars, Greek New Testaments, all type of different word studies, etc. All the way down, you can see all of that. We go all the way down to there, and then we begin Hebrew. Right there we begin the Hebrew studies, and this is all Hebrew writings, Hebrew backgrounds, grammars, Hebrew Bibles, commentaries, Colin DeLeish, all on down to the mission of the Talmud and Kabbalah, still going on down, is the Jerusalem or the Babylonian Talmud, and then there are below are some of the Hebrew English interlinears and commentaries that I have written. Still there is more biblical background studies there from Hebrew. There's our little benches and things. When we have services, we have people sitting on that couch there and other chairs in here, plus in the adjoining room. Here's more. This here is the all of the whole top shelf is Islamic studies, mostly from their background. Then we have the cults, Herbert Armstrong and his group, the Worldwide Church of God, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, all kinds of theosophy, and then we start down here with eschatology, the study of end times, and I haven't got all that put together yet, but here are more books here on political science and Western civilization. You know, I'm doing the set of studies now on the presidents of the United States. This is one of Dakota's pictures that she drew by pencil. It is extremely intricate. They want her to do a classic Mona Lisa, so she did that. Here's pictures of my family and the history. These I put together when my mother passed away, and kind of a outline of our lives. There will be more here. There's some of the CD and DVD master there. This is 2 meter and 440 over here, and 220 for ham radio. Again, Dakota's Mona Lisa. There is a oil painting she did when she was about 8 or 9 years old, and then the horses. The horses are just unbelievable. She won first place in Kern County Fair, that nobody could do horses in action like she did. There's another one there. And then Marilyn's paintings. That's the three crosses she did. And more paintings. This is a letter that she made a scarf for President Donald Trump, and he wrote her a letter back to her and thanking her for her gift to him. These are different pictures. This is one Marilyn did recently of Fish Lake Valley. And picture there that she did also. If you look closely, there is a mountain lion sitting in the tree there. And that actually was a scene from the Glenville, or up by Glenville in the Greenhorn Mountains. And this is a painting she did of a dying fisherman, and the angels are coming to pick him up, and the rainbow, God's covenant in the sky. More books here, historical. This is all history here. I'm going to put a 4 foot wide bookcase in there soon. This is one of Marilyn's paintings here of a house over on the coast that we used to see. She painted that. And this is an old homestead from the Cerro family out in the Old River area. This is a igloo that Marilyn painted that I didn't think could be done. But she did it. She mainly did that for Debbie and Frank in Alaska, our friends, ham radio operator and parents. Some of these pictures you have not seen before. This is one she won first place, grand champion, judge's choice, best of show in the Kern County Fair. And that is the old Schweitzer's Corner. And it's not there anymore. It's gone. These are pictures that Marilyn did when she was very young, 7, 8, 9 years old, in school. She was a natural artist. There's one that's just a masterpiece. Probably 11 years old when she did that. There's another painting she did there, which I recently found. She painted that one with a feather. And one painting she painted with the bristles from Wilbur's tail, our pig. I went out there and clipped her a little bit. And this is another painting she did of a rooster that I used to raise, an old English silver duck wing rooster. Another painting she did of the ocean with a lighthouse. She did quite a few lighthouse paintings. She sold some. I wish she'd have kept all of them. This is her sewing room, which is in total disarray still. But we're still trying to move things up here. There's her grandmother's Singer sewing machine that they brought to California in 1913. And these are other sewing machines here that she has. She's going to start making some aprons for gifts. She decided to do that. There's another sewing machine in the dining room here. And there's Marilyn in the kitchen, going to do something, I think. I don't know what. And these are more pictures. This is a picture that Marilyn did recently here. And I'll need to turn some lights on here. Yes, we're taping this, Marilyn. You're on video right now. You want to say hi to everybody out there in discovertheword.com land?
Yes, hi to everybody, and we love you, and I hope you have an extra good day.
All right. Some of these I can hardly get to. This is Marilyn's income tax filing area for now. That was one she did recently here of the Valley. This is one she did at the Monte Carlo Inn there in Old River. And there's the Los Angeles Duck Club where Clark Gable and Andy Devine and Roy Rogers and all of the movie stars used to come and shoot ducks out there about 10 miles from our house or so down there. This is another painting she did, Marilyn did, of cotton. She won first place in that one. Almost all of these, when she put them in the fair, she won first place. There's one of San Juan Capistrano. Another one she did of a Danish windmill. They had taken that picture, I believe, in 1912 or so. And this is another picture of a fisherman here that Marilyn did. This is where I do a lot of my work. Let that come up here. There's the website I'm working on right at this time. We have a television here. We can do a lot of studying. There's the buffalo skulls that I did about 40 or 50 years ago. And those are old phones, ringer telephones. You have to crank them. And we had one of these in Fish Lake Valley when I was young, one long and two shorts. Oasis number one. And there's yours truly, Jim Phillips, when I was 18 years old there, that little Indian boy. And these are more pictures of us here. There's Andy Devine and Guy Madison. This, I want to show you something. Those are the Hotchkiss gun shells. And I'm going to show you how big that is. It's a very large shell. Very large. And it's an exploding shell. Those are the ones they went around the Indian villages with and shot into the Indian villages. And the Indian villages were teepees. And they would just blow them up. We're going through a lot of old papers and burning them. We just had to buy recently another copy machine. There's another buffalo skull I did. And more pictures, my Indian shield that was given to me many years ago. And a picture of Fish Lake that Marilyn drew from a picture that I had. There is one of the most beautiful pictures Marilyn ever did of the ocean. Seems like you can just see the waves and hear the waves and feel the air from that ocean. Here's the other copy machine that I had to use. A picture of my father, James Monroe Phillips, Jr. We're going on here. And the beautiful sight we wake up to every morning. We still haven't got our porches done or anything. We're having to sue the contractor that was supposed to finish the house and put porches on that didn't do it. That's what sights we have to see. That's 13,000 foot mountain range right there, those two lower peaks. And that's 14,000 foot, all the way over 14,000 foot, 252 feet. White Mountain Peak. And that's our well house and little cooking cabin right there where my old wood stove is in. And the trees out here are all asleep, but they'll wake up. You can see the Bigfoot over there, the silhouette that boy brought up here. We'll go back through the house now. There's the kitchen. Marilyn's playing in here. She's recovered so well from her atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that she's up doing things now. She was an invalid for almost 2 years. And she's lost 50 pounds, and it's like a spring chicken now. He's done very well. We're going to go back out now, go out to the garage. You wanted an update, so that's what you're getting. This here we have another refrigerator we had to get because town is 70 miles away, our washroom, and we can hang clothes up in here also. And our other extra refrigerator is not working right now. We had to get enough food storage up here, so we didn't have to go to town, especially with this China plague that we got, the Wuhan plague. Anyway, here is our garage, hooked onto the house for our convenience. And we have another freezer over there. And this is my mechanic stuff, carpentry tools, Marilyn's walkers that she doesn't have to use anymore, and our little guest room here. There's another freezer here, bathroom. These are the bunk beds that Dakota grew up on when she was so little. Now we're using them up here for our guest room. There's our car. I don't have to haul stuff in the house from outside. My reloading things, I do some reloading for different antique calibers and things. I've been doing that all my life since I was 12 years old or less. Our little patio that's got to be finished. Some of my workbench is here, and I am a somewhat gunsmith. I work on guns some. I don't know whether they're a thing of the past now or not. All the nonsense that's going on in this country. We'll walk around the house here. There's a Donald Grewar in Wales. Here are three towers right here. And I've got to put another one up over there. They're not finished, but I will get them finished hopefully this summer. There's our tractor out there in our storage containers. I don't know where the cats are. Today we'll take a walk out here. We have done so much to the creek, in the creek area. Got camp spaces and things. We're going out here and we now have a trailer to haul larger items from our other place to here. I'd like to build a shop out here, and then we're going to build an extension to the kitchen there and put the wood-burning cook stove in it and build porches around this end of the house. This is one of my wood-burning cook stoves there. Hopefully we'll get them hooked up before I'm dead one of these days. And the house should have porches on it and some landscaping out here, but the contractor that started on the foundation and never finished putting the house together, he's just won't come back, and we're in $10,000 took off with. I don't know whether Coley's in here or not, or any of the cats. This is their little place where they eat and have some shelter. We'll walk down here now. Our trees are all asleep. The fruit trees, the grapevines and berry vines and things. We'll go out here. We got a dog cage here that I'm going to finish up one of these days and pour a foundation under it to keep the dog safe at night. And here comes a little black Phoebe there, flying to meet me. They're flycatchers, and they're wonderful little birds. There's my shooting range out here where I test the ammunition when I load it, experimenting. Some more of the towers that will go up. It will wave one tower right between that tower and this tower for 160 meters. That'll be a the center support for it. These trees really help for windbreaks in the summertime. They're beginning to wake up now, as you can see, just a little bit. They'll start be putting leaves on pretty soon. And there's a little phoebe bird there. There's another one. Looks like a little finch. These are cherry trees here. I hope they wake up. We had a lot of trouble with gophers last year. Hopefully this will wake up. Maybe. I hope. Another three more cherry trees there. Grapevines. Down here, these grapevines are over 100 years old. I took them off of the old grapevines down on the farm and brought them here. And there's more grapes. These are, oh, that's blackberries there. And another blackberry bush. And this is our grapevines that I planted up here now. These are our young vines. And there comes Coley boy. Come on, Coley. Come on, buddy. Come on over here. If I knew if I walked out here in the yard, he'd be around here pretty soon. These are all trees that we planted here. There's a cellar cherry tree. We got 20-something pounds of cherries off of that tree one year. Hope we do well with it again this year. There's an apricot tree. A currant vine or bush that's already leafed out. And then here's another one over there that's from Trail Canyon, which is way up there. I brought that one down. There's Coley boy. We almost lost all of our cats that have either left or whatever. And you know, Coley always wants me to pet him. Yes. And Marilyn's little cross, and then the other tower where I talk on 40 and 75 meters. And actually, it's a 10, 15, 40 and 75 meter antenna without a tuner. Looking back at the house now, can you imagine it with a porch on the front from the, all the way from the, there's the three windows. Over there's one of the window right there. The porch will be going from there all the way around the house to the other side. And Coley's having a good time running across the deal. There's where our well. If you remember right, when we bought this property, we could only drive in here right to here because you would get stuck anyplace else. In here, the ground was so soft and sandy, you would just get stuck. Well, we packed it down after we drilled a water well and graded and packed and graded and packed. And there's our shop there, garage. And it's nice to be even in bad weather where you can do things. Here's all the axles that brought the house in. They were supposed to pick them up, but they, Clayton Holmes and Chris Brown never did anything. They were just crooked people. Just bad people to deal with. The worst I ever dealt with, actually. There's some of our trees. Some of the pine trees are sickly looking for some reason. I don't know why I had to water them all winter. Those two there may be the... Sometimes these bushes are toxic and they will kill a tree next to them, so they will poison the ground, so nothing can grow around them, so they take care of themselves. They're like a safeguard. Looking back to the property again now. Down on the creek we go. These roads, we built all of these roads here to have access down here. Marilyn for years was had a hard time getting around, and I wanted to make it able for her to be able to come down here and to look at the creek. She loves this so much. She demanded that if I moved to Fish Lake Valley, this is the place we have here, right here. And it sounds like my neighbor's dog is all excited. We have good neighbors now, Nick and Katie. And the creek is roaring, as you can see, as always. We've done a lot of cleaning on the creek. Now we can drive with a lawnmower all the way down here and mow the ground. The creek is, there's still ice on the creek. It was 21 degrees last night. That was the coldest night we've had for a while. These are birch trees and willow trees. And there's a little cherry tree, Montmorency cherry, and a three kind of apple tree, I think. I think it's got three kinds of apples. And the birch tree. Now I had to move all these big rocks. They were all over here. And I moved them to the side so you can go down, and that wasn't no easy task either. This is where we come down and sometimes have a lunch. Another plum tree. I drilled a hole in the ground with an auger here, and going through the rocks, and all of this was not easy either. But I planted these trees because there's water. I drilled down into the water level and put the trees to where they would get water from the ground, and I wouldn't have to water them. And we planted some fish in here. We have some native fish in here also. There's one down there. I don't know if you can see him or not. Our little bridges. We have five bridges. We used to have actually six, and somebody took one. Our little sign there from Sharon, Matthew. Behold the lilies of the valley. And Marilyn's little statuary. It looks like Nick has been down here trying to dig some of this sand out. The creek sand's up a little bit. There's that black phoebe over there, flying around watching me. The little statuary around here. The rabbits and deer. The little girl reading her Bible. The frogs and other little things. I've done a lot to this lately. I flattened this out so Marilyn could come down easier. It was only this wide, and I widened it that much. I've got to come down here and finish clipping off these roots and things. It's a lot better now than what it was. You couldn't walk through here before. When we bought the place, it was all willows all the way down to the creek. But we have opened it up. You could come down and put a tent right here now and camp, even with a car parked there. All the way down through here, it is all different now. We've widened it all up. Pretty much me, myself, and I. I have one helper that comes and helps me now and then. There's where the sixth bridge was. We've cut these bushes all back so you can come down through here now easily. And I will try to water this also and have the natural grass come in here. Hopefully the grass will come all the way out to the edge here. Actually, it was there to some extent. And there's ice all along. That is a Fantasia nectarine that's just about to bloom. All down through here, this was grown up all through here. You cannot walk through this. These bushes back so you could come through here so I could mow this area also. I come down through here. I got a few more limbs to chop off so I can get through here a little more easily. Looking down through there, much wider than it was. Look at those beautiful mountains. Hope you're enjoying this. We've moved up here so I can afford to upload. AT&T just sent me a email telling me down there I still had a little hotspot access to putting up videos on it down there, but it was $59 a month, which was for nothing almost. And now they want $200 a month. I'll have to just cut that off. There's another plum tree, peach tree, and an apple tree here. And we take and plant tomato plants in these and set them down before they at right at the edge of the water so they get watered naturally. And I'm probably going to come through here and take some of these bushes out right through there. So we'll have a little picnic table down here also underneath this tree. Here we go into the little grassy meadow. And this wasn't here either. You know, this was all nothing here. It was all bushes down to the creek. Now we've made a road through here. Every time we go anyplace, I'll take Marilyn down through here, and she'll roll down her window and listen to the creek. And I just spent a few moments going through here slowly. By the way, this thing's full of fish. I love to see them. I feed them cat food. Just the last 2 or 3 weeks, I cut that much brush and piled here from down on the creek. And that's just in the last few weeks. And I've made this wide enough, I want to try to water this down here. And all here will be grassy meadow. And like I said, you can take a tent and put there. And this, we had field day here for ham radio, and the people came down here. Normally you make contacts on ham radio and everything, but they just loved the place so much. They just laid around and ate and rested and listened to the creek. As you can see. Please pray for me. I've had vertigo so bad, and I still do. I'm trying to do exercises for it to help with it. Last Sunday, I could only preach 2 times. I usually preach 4 to 6 times on Sunday, but I just couldn't do it. I went ahead and I'm going to try to preach, do 3 messages today, if at all possible, to try to catch up. I'm really enjoying doing the messages on the presidents of the United States, the history of America. America has been so downtrodden in the last few months that we need to remember where we came from and who we are in the world. It hasn't been all good, but we were one of the leaders in the world at one time of democracy and freedom. And I see Kitty up there walking across the yard. That's nice. I'll feed them. Walk up this way. Might go around the long way around. You haven't been this way in a long time. Of course, these pathways, this one was not here at all. When I was young, up until the 1980s, this was all wild in here. There wasn't any houses at all in here. And I would drive up through here. I was a tribal hunter, and I probably killed 6 deer for the Western Shoshone tribe right here on my property. There was a great big giant cottonwood tree there, and there was a lion in it, and Dirk Andrews came down here. He was a fired chief, and they shot the lion, and they stuffed it, had it mounted, and it's in Ken Aldridge's house today. But this was all wild country here. We still have horses, wild horses here almost every day, antelope and deer sometimes. Now, if you look up through here, it's nothing but houses. It's one house after another, every 5 or 10 acres. All the way up to the top of the mountain. And the deer have kind of scattered to some extent. Anyway, there's our backdrop. This is a high desert and down in the valley, and from where we are actually on up is alpine country. We're at 5,200 feet. And there's the backdrop there to Audie Murphy's movie, Seven Ways from Sundown, that he did. And it shot back over here on the other side of those mountains over there. And you could see the White Mountains in the background in another one of the scenes in that movie. Many movies have been shot around here. Right up there, on the other side of that mountain, up in the deep canyons up there, is where Hombre was shot with Paul Newman. This is a ravine that runs down the north side of our property. It was already fenced here. I drilled holes all the way. You can see the holes still. For trees. I got to dig them back out. And all the way through here, I'm going to plant a windbreak this way also. The trees, one of these days, it takes a lot of water to do that, to keep them going. Look back up through this way, you can see all the trees. We have fruit trees down here also. We'll walk back up this way. You can still find arrowheads and things here from the Western Shoshone and the other earlier Shoshone people that were here thousands of years ago. Right up in a canyon on the other side of White Mountain up there's a cave there that has 6,000 years of occupation where the Indians were here. They hunted bighorn sheep up there and elk, deer, antelope. Down where that road is, where you see the dust over there, if you can, back up in those canyons over there, there's a cave up there called Cave Springs, which if you've seen on some of these, this has 6,000 years of occupation also. The Indian people were always here when America was one piece of ground, all from... The world was Pangaea or Gondwana at that time. There was Earth on one part of the ground, all together. And there was water. Big dog tracks. Big ones. And before the Earth was divided, it was peopled all over. And in the days of Peleg, God divided the earth. And this was part of Gondwana, or Pangaea. The earth, some parts of the earth that were oceans, as God divided the earth, became flat ground and mountains. This is a young mountain range, they say. On top of White Mountain, on the other side over there, is an ancient bristlecone pine forest. They say that those trees with the overlapping rings on them, you can go back 7, 8, 10,000 BC. That's an eternity past. The earth was created in eternity past. It became formless and void. The earth was divided in the days of Peleg, etc. There goes a car up that road. So this is what it looks like. Hopefully one of these days there will be a patio on that end. Closed in patio. And here's Coley again. Right here. Now Coley boy, you want to say hi to Nancy in Pennsylvania? Mm-hmm. Pretty boy. The only two cats I have left is Coley and Kitty. I was looking at a video of Cody when he was a baby. He's always been friendly. Well, there's our update for today. I hope you enjoyed it. We got these two storage containers moved up here so we can put things in there and kind of keep them out of the weather. I've got still cleaning out paperwork from 1921 and burning in the burning barrel. Boy, that's been a job. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your offerings. We need them. This time of the year, we really are in need because we have a lot of renewals to do. Attorney fees for all of these things, etc. And if you can help us financially, we appreciate it through PayPal or check or whatever. And continue to pray for us. Please pray for my health. I want to be able to take care of Marilyn. And when I get like this, it really, I am afraid for her. She could not take care of herself at all. There goes UPS up there. We get UPS, we get Swan's delivery here. All the things you normally do. Hopefully, we'll have a porch on this side of the house one of these days also. Thank you so much. God bless you. And goodbye.